Here you are, in the first underground floor of the library.
There are two underground levels in the library. The first one, where we are now, is where the fiction section is located.
It's generally quiet, and has graphic novels, mysteries, and other genres for everyone to enjoy.
Since the entire section is underground, the space is less affected by the temperature of the outside, which means that there is less need for energy to be used for heating the space in the winter and cooling it in the summer.
But what was the initial reason for having underground levels? We asked Kevin Bergeron of William Ron Associates, the library project architect.
The principal reason why there is so much of the library underground is to reduce the mass of the building. In response to numerous community meetings that took place during the design of the library, one of the concerns of the city and of the neighbors was to keep the building from overwhelming the historic structure.
I see. The fiction section alone would have taken up a lot of space above ground, not to mention the other underground level.
On the second underground level, there's a community room and a lecture hall. The community room is for small meetings, and it can hold up to 100 people. The lecture hall is larger, holding up to 230 people.
The walls, ceiling, and parts of the floor in the lecture hall are made of maple wood. Because of this, the lecture hall has wonderful acoustics, which creates a richer sound.
The lecture hall and community room can be rented out after the library's closing hours. For more information, visit the library's website at www.cambridgema.gov/cpl.